Hey, everybody out there. This is Xenia Seberg. And who are you? Because I'm there no matter where you are. Because this is Dr. Fred Bell's show on BBS Radio.
Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
We'll make you sound better than you sound right now.
Well, that's a good thing. For me, it's like midnight here. I'm going to bed, which doesn't matter to you guys.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Life Ship. We're just a little bit early here, so I guess we'll just do a little bit of talking here about the Light Ship for the people who are on new right now. The Light Ship comes here, as I normally say in every show, every 2,000 years, and it's here to help us with the ascension process. And the ascension process basically is to get into your hearts, to commune with your spirit, and also to have your spirit come into your body fully so it can do the transformation of your physical spiritual body into a spiritual body, okay? Remember, the body's made up of the earth energy, so your spirit has to transform that into a lighter body so that it can be remanifested over again. So that's kind of what the ascension is, and this happens every 2,000 years. Some people don't really understand that too much, but because the Earth has, in the last time, just remanifested over again with the same density. And so what that means is that maybe people went to sleep one night and the shift occurred, and then they got rematerialized over again. Whatever time frame that would be, they held on to the past memories of the last 2,000 years because they were still in the same energy system. So your physical body resonates with the earth energy, the earth spirit. So during this shift, you have the ability, if you choose to still resonate with the earth spirit as it transcends and goes into a higher consciousness. Now, so this is also part of the ascension, is that if you choose to take your body with you, you'll be able to do this process with the earth spirit, since the body was made from the earth. And so it gets to be just probably a little confusing for a lot of people. I'll talk a little bit more probably in a few minutes about that. But the main thing is you must be in your body. The New Age teachings are what I have seen out on the websites and through my travels. There's people doing many, many things for ascension. And a lot of them are using old energy. So they went into the past and decided that, and the Egyptian stuff is very popular now, having Egyptian tools, et cetera, because they talked a lot about that. You know, they made the pyramids and they had special rooms so that they could have the immortality. So they must have known about the ascension. It may not have been passed on to the other people at the time, but that's what their main goal was, is so that they could become, you know, immortal. And so people are seeing that as a key to the ascension, so they're doing these different processes and learning how to decode the information on the pyramids, etc. And that energy is actually older energy. And it's possible that some of that will actually work, but regardless of what kind of tools are out there, you know, it's not going to really work unless you're in your body. You have to be in your body to do this transformation. This is what this show is all about, is to get everybody into your physical body so that your spirit, which knows about the ascension, is hooked up to the divine. It's very, very conscious. You know, it's as conscious as, you know, the earth energy here, the earth spirit. And so people don't give your spirit enough credit for what it actually knows. And remember, the ego is what you're attempting to surrender into your heart, into your spirit, which is much more wiser than the ego self of you and what it has learned in like this lifetime. So this is kind of the main thing, is to get into your heart center. And this is what the show is all about, teaching you, showing you how to do this. And naturally, the densities that we have are basically about a 4,000-year-old density in our bodies. Remember, the people on this planet did not do the ascension, you know, 2,000 years ago, which means that you have the original 2,000 years of density, plus the density now in this lifetime that you're carrying. So we have 4,000 years to get rid of in a very, very short time. And it's not necessarily your fault that all of a sudden you're waking up right now instantly and wondering, you know, gee, I want to do the ascension. This process has been known, 4,000 years ago. And so the light shift kind of looks at humanity here as, gee, these people just don't get it, you know. We're here. We've always been here. Our teachings have always been available, except they were not brought down here in wholeness because of the spiritual hierarchy, we'll use that terminology, that was brought forth from the Galactic Federation. And the Galactic Federation created all the spiritual laws and teachings, and they created the word God, we'll say, in a sense, that people pray to now, which is an energy that is really not divine, because it's outside of yourself. And so, you know, if you look at it, your own divinity is you. Nothing outside of yourself is going to be from the divine because it's from you. So you don't want to cord or give your energy to something that you don't know where it's going to. And so everybody that you look at that's connected, created from the light, their spirits, are the same link that you have, except you have to become conscious of that. But that's why I believe Jesus said in the Bible, you know, ye are gods, you know, in a sense, if that was a word that he actually used, which means, you know, actually you are, you know, a divine person, a divine spirit from the divine intelligence, okay? So the main thing is to get into your heart center and not to give your energy away outside of yourself. And our church is definitely through, you know, what you might call as prayer work, where you're giving your energy away outside of yourself, is not really good for you because you're taking your own individual spiritual energy and giving it to something else outside of yourself, and it can be used for anything that it needs to be used for, which is not necessarily for your best and highest good. So we'll just continue on here. What I find fascinating with people is that everybody's attempting to get books and to do all kinds of things about ascension. So let me just put this scenario out for everybody here. At the time of ascension, okay, remember, we're all working with mind energy because your thoughts are very powerful. Well, at the ascension time, when the whole universe gets dematerialized, there will no longer be your ego self. There will no longer be mind, okay? All that's going to be left is heart. So let's say that you have already spent lots of money. I talk to people at times. They say, yeah, I spend about $5,000 so far for all my ascension teachings, and I went to so-and-so and went here and spent, you know, $2,000, and I did a special trip to Egypt, and, you know, people go on and on and on with what they have done. All that information is mental. That's in the mind matrix. That will no longer even be in existence at the ascension time. Okay, so all that money is wasted because the mind is no longer going to be in existence. All that's going to be there at the ascension time is your heart energy and your spirit. And so the whole thing is that don't waste your money. Get into your body. Get your spirit into your body for the ascension. Because all those tools that people are buying, they're buying pendants and crystals and sacred rods and you know, from Egypt. You know, there's all kinds of things that people tell me that they're doing. And none of that is ever going to work for you because that energy is the mind matrix, which is not heart energy. So when the ascension time comes, like I've said in all the shows, the creation light shift is going to turn off everything in the universe, everything that is in the known universe created by the light. And that also includes the mind, which is the mind matrix, which the darkness has you entrapped in. And at that point, it's going to rescue, in a sense, all of your spiritual energy, which will say your spirit in your heart center. And then it's up to you if your body can hold that same frequency of your spirit, so your spirit can integrate 100% with you. And then at that point in time, when that happens, instantly, you're going to be able to be renewed again of the spirit. And your body will be transformed from a physical earth body to a spiritual divine body, because your spirit can transform it. So I hope I'm being very simple with this here. So anything that anyone has done out there so far that deals with the mind, reading books about ascension, it's good to know about it. But if you're not in your body, you're not going to ascend. And that's just the facts, because you have to realize that your spirit needs and has to integrate with every cell in your body. So if you're not home, then who is? And what the who is going to prevent you from your ascension process. So that's kind of the whole thing that I can tell you about. So if you're planning to go on a trip to check out sacred sites about ascension that may have happened or do anything, buy some special audio tapes that's going to put you into a mind-altered situation about ascension or whatever, that's all mind. It's not heart. You can't buy any kind of tape or any kind of tools to get you into your heart. This is your own work that you have to do to connect to your spirit. Nothing out there is going to do it for you. You cannot buy your spirituality. This is your birthright. You already have it. You just have to connect to your heart center. So by saying that, what I'm just basically saying is that all these teachings that are out there now and all the metaphysical books and magazines are full of ascension, this and that and the other, all of those are not going to work because you won't have mind any longer. So you could be a great person memorizing all these different sacred movements or chants or anything else. That will not be materialized. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for that great introduction to the subject of ascension. And that's wonderful because that's our topic this week. We've been discussing ascension and the new Earth's eight-dimensional reality that it's planning to go to. And basically tonight we're talking about the subject of transforming your physical body into a light body. So we're going to talk about the physical healing that's required to do that, to restore the body's spiritual blueprint of wellness, and also for the first time ever on our program, the Lightship is going to do something very special, which is to briefly hold the energy so that each of us can actually experience how it would feel to have a perfectly restored body. That has come up a lot. A lot of people have asked, well, what happens when we ascend? Why do we want to take our bodies with us, especially if we have some kind of physical problem or whatever? So we will talk about that. We'll talk about what it really means to do the work to, like Ron was saying, to get into your body and to get heart-centered and be able to have your body, your spirit in your body so you can resonate with the new energies. So that is all coming up and more. I guess to get us started, Ron, can you take us through a chakra opening and some other things to get everyone nice and here and heart-centered so that we can start our program off in the right note?
Okay, so here we go. We're going to go to your chakras. This is the Lightship is doing for you. This is the first time on this show. Just kind of sit back and relax. You may want to put the light beam in front of you. Scroll down on your screen here. And on mine, it's about a little bit over an inch down on it, and we'll be activating her underneath the blinking flower. So we're going to first go to your heart center and move that chakra around so that it's in the right orientation, so that it will give the life force energy to all of your other energetic bodies. There's 108 of these bodies that we don't even know about. We just think there's a few of them, but there's 108, and those are what you might call your holographic bodies, okay, which create your physical body. This, your spirit has to integrate with each and every one of these, so it's very important to do this process here. We just lump them all together and say that we have a physical body, but this is actually the holograms that create us here. Okay, so here we go. And the emotional body is the biggest one that is the blockage. And that has to be cleared away to get rid of the traumas, because your spirit cannot come into judgment, and emotions are judgment. So here we go. Heart chakra is now being positioned properly. There we go. going to your throat chakra. This is chakra number 5, the heart's number 4. There we go. Looks good. And third eye. Looks wonderful. Great. Okay, going down now to beneath the heart, to your power chakra. This is your personal power. There we go. And feels good. Going down below that, around your navel. Your power chakra is your solar plex area. There we go. And this is your creativity. Wonderful. And first chakra, base of your spine, tailbone. There we go. Great. We'll do an opening now. So both chakras, as they're working with you, could be anywhere between a couple inches to about 4 inches normally in diameter, okay? So what we do on this show is open them up, have them larger to give you more life force energy into all of your holographic bodies, which we'll call your physical body, and I go body width with those. And if you're in a room that's, pretty quiet, you know, you may want to have this done. The only reason why you would not want to have it opened up more is because you're going to become more sensitive typically and have a little better consciousness, okay, along with extra healing in your body. So some people, if they're in a noisy location, having them opened up might actually make them more sensitive, and they may not want to hear or be have their sensory system overstimulated. But other than that, there's no problem with it. And there's nothing else that's being worked with other than having them opened up larger. Remember, if your chakras get closed down, you won't have any life force energy to your physical organs. So this is going to help you with more healing. So here we go. Going to your heart center. So we're going to open it up. I'll use the word spin. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Going up now to your third eye. I mean, excuse me, your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now below the heart to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. And now we're going to do an entity clearing. Entities are these energies that are attached to us or connected to us, corded to us, that take away our life force energy. And these are, like I said before, emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're being released from us. Remember, we are like a host. The body's a host, and this is how they get their energies. And they come into us when we're not in our body. So when you're in your body, they cannot come in. When you're out of your body, they get attached to us and come in because they need us to live on. So they're just being released now and being cleared. And the Earth Spirit has this responsibility now to actually take them back because it's an energy form that was created by the Earth Spirit. Your spirit looking out of your eyes was created by the light ship. And that's the difference. So your spirit looking out of your eyes is far more conscious than your emotional body. But the emotional body, being in judgment, can be a detriment to us, whereas your spirit does not work in judgment. And this is why you go out of your body, because you're judging things, and your spirit has to leave because it can't deal with that lower frequency of vibration. So here we go. A lot of these are released from you. You might feel your body tingling. And I'm going to count to 10. And also we're doing a clearing on your spirit. And you're becoming more into your body at this time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're coming in probably through the crown chakra, maybe through the heart. It makes no difference. Your spirit knows what it's doing and how to do this process. So here we go. Coming in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Do some more entity clearing here. And they're leaving pretty nicely here. But they can attach to maybe if you have like a sore shoulder or maybe a cut, they'll come to those areas too where you have pain, they're going to come to and attach, because they can resonate with that energy from one of their past lives. And they could have thousands of past lives, because each time they go onto somebody, that's considered a past life. And then they can bring that trauma directly to you. And if they come into your body, then you're experiencing somebody else's life, which you should not be doing. So here we go, bringing more of you into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And these are considered ghosts, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. We're now going to do what we call the mind to your heart drop. So you could say your awakening consciousness, your ego self. This energy body must surrender itself to your heart, to your spirit. And this is where you should be if you do meditation, so you can have your communion with your spirit and get your guidance, okay? Your guidance is never inside of your head. It's always in your heart. And the way you tell if you're in your heart is when you think a thought, you should feel like your head is actually inside of your heart. And if you don't feel that, you're not on your heart center. It's very, very obvious. So here we go. We're dropping yourself down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your head. Maybe your forehead, and the first floor is your heart. So we're dropping you down now, and this you should be doing yourself too when you want to get connected to your spirit. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll do it one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, if you want to put the light being up in front of you now, we're going to have her energy come from the light chip into this beautiful picture. And you're going to actually see these energies change. You might want to blink your eyes a little bit here as she activates this picture of herself. So here she comes. And you may see the eyes change, emitting more light. Her face typically becomes more three-dimensional. And the light rays around her actually start to glow or maybe even change colors. Okay. So she's activating now. So I'm just going to put the music on for a little bit before Sylvia comes on. And you can just kind of sit back and kind of monitor and just see, kind of see how you feel here. Remember, you're in your heart right now, so you want to commune with your spirit to get your guidance. This is where your guidance is, and it's the only place that it is. It's not outside of yourself. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking about ascension and the eighth dimensional reality and the work that's necessary to do to prepare for the ascension. And one of the things that comes up a lot is basically how do we heal the body physically so that our spirit can, you know, more easily reside in the body. How can we get rid of densities and so on? So can you talk a bit, Ron, about the body's spiritual blueprint and how, you know, what happens? How do we develop these physical illnesses and so on? And what do we do to clean out the body so that it can be restored to health?
Okay. What we'll do is just a sample healing here. We're going to have the light ship help you with this here. So what we're going to do is have the light ship do a special healing on your emotional body momentarily here. So this healing is going to, in a sense, replace your emotional body with another special body that's cleaned out. It'll be like a new emotional body, but it can't, we can only hold this for probably about a minute or two here. So what you're going to feel like is like you don't have any emotions. So this is the way you should be. This is the intention of the earth spirit. Because remember, the emotional body had a different name on it initially, and it was a body that was sample love. So it's actually a love body. And it wanted to know, you know, from the surface how much love the people have for one another so that the earth spirit could monitor that love. But now it's turned into an emotional judgment body, and that's what the problem is. So here we go. We're going to count to 10. And you're going to feel what it's like to have a cleansed emotional body. And this is where you need to get to in order to have your spirit come fully into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do it a little more here. So here it goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so I'll put some music on again here. And you can feel how it is to have a cleansed emotional body. And you should be able to communicate now more fully with your spirit that resides in your heart center. And this is where you need to get to for these healings so that you can do the ascension with your body. that should be a great experience for all of you to actually feel peace and calmness in your body. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back to you again.
Okay, great. Well, that was very peaceful and very, very wonderful to experience. And so when you're doing the emotional body clearings for people, which is one of the, you know, the things that you've talked about as the most important thing to do to begin to prepare yourself for the ascension, is that similar to what people would experience with what you did just a minute ago?
Well, when you get your body cleared out, you're going to feel that energy so you can connect to your spirit. So you're going to be, remember, your emotions bring you the judgment. And this is what you want to have cleared out of you, is that judgment energy. So what we can do is bring in the ascension energy now that Jesus had when he ascended. So this is very, very special. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to bring in the energy of Jesus, his spiritual energy, through the light being here. So you're going to actually have Jesus in his first essence energy of creation come in through the light being here. And then after that, we're going to bring in the ascension energy that the light ship transmitted to him for this work here as he ascended. So let's first bring in Jesus to the light being. Here we go. So he's coming in. I'll use the word stronger. Remember, you have to always command the energy, because the light ship and the spiritual energies don't know how much to bring us, okay? Remember, they're not in judgment, so they'll give you a little bit. And, you know, unless you ask for more, they're not going to give you any more, because that seems to be enough for you. So this is what how it works. And remember, every healing that Jesus has ever done, he actually had to command the energy to do the healing, okay? So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it's beautiful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just sit back and relax, and here's Jesus right now. So I'll put some music on so you can experience this wonderful divine being here. And just wonderful. Enjoy the healing. Ask for healing too. ascension energy of Jesus now. Let the light shift transmitted to him for the ascension process. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, feels wonderful. Feeling like really light, like I'm being lifted up. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just enjoy this for a few minutes here. Back over to you again.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. It was kind of like having wings on your heart and everything else kind of disappearing and just very light and very beautiful. So thank you for that. So getting down to the brass tacks of what a person should do if they want to prepare themselves for ascension, can you kind of talk about that a little bit, and maybe we can do a sample of some of those clearings that would help someone to prepare themselves.
Yes, the whole thing is, like I said earlier, is you must be in your body 100%. And typically most people are 20% in their body. And so it's your responsibility to get into your body with your spirit. So It's just something when you're first born, you're in your body, and then through the school of hard knocks here, we tend to go out. So you have to get back into that energy. That's why I believe in the Bible, Jesus talked about you must be pure like a child or innocent as a child, of you know, something like that. Because children don't have any judgment. They just have total faith and belief. And, you know, then as you get older, you get a little more, it's just, life is more complicated, put it that way. And to the school of hard knocks here, we get out of our body. So it's up to you to get back into it again. And one of the clearings that I do is an emotional clearing, which to me is the most important clearing you could ever have in your lifetime of any kind of healing. And the emotional clearing takes away the energy from your spirit that got imprinted by the emotional body. Remember, your spirit takes on your physical condition. So if you have a broken arm, it has a broken arm. And it also has that history in it of your whole lifetime. And so it's like a recorded database, kind of like a floppy drive, we'll say. And it whatever happened to you, it's storing that information. And it has to be cleansed and cleared in order for it to bring in the divine energies into it from the source energy to do a healing on you. So if it's wounded, you're wounded. And what this healing does, it clears your spirit from this lifetime of all of what you went through. It also clears, this is the emotional clearing, it also clears your emotional body. And then again, it naturally clears your physical body of all these traumas too. Remember, if you talk to any practitioner, they're going to tell you that your body has this condition because of your emotions. The emotions cause your illness. Whether you believe that or not, this is basically kind of a known fact now. And you must clear away these energies in order to have a healing. And you have to get rid of the emotions. Otherwise, your life is just going to be recycled over and over and over again, like going to a cinema, and you're going to see, you know, basically another movie of a life that you're leading, but it'll just be different actors with the same plot. So this is the most important thing that you can do. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional clearing. And we're going to start from this moment in time. Remember, the light shift only works in the now. And I'll just kind of describe this a little bit to you. Anything that's in the future is not created by the light, because the light only works in the now. So then that leads to a question. And the question is, well, what about predictions? What about psychic readings? Well, that energy is mind energy. So what you have here is basically almost two opposing forces. You have the heart energy, which is the divine creation light energy. This is pure light, okay? And then you have the mind, which could be the negative energy. And we basically work in the mind because we don't work in our hearts all the time. We're always thinking about doing something and projecting our thoughts out. Or you could just say the ego. And the mind is the trap. You want to get into the heart because the heart only works in the moment. And so there's nothing out there of a divine energy that is in mind, okay, because the light only works in the now. So if you look at it that way, you realize that the mind is the trap, the illusion, and that puts you into a time sequence. And the time sequence can cause your problems with everything in your life because you're then in time, and you're having the time in these sequences reoccur in your life over and over again. And the emotional stuff is in time. And you're bringing back to yourself all these past things in time from your last experiences, and you go back in time, where the heart only works in the moment. There is records from the light shift from the past, but there's no records in the future. Every moment is recorded. And so there's nothing that's going to be, you know, in the future in the light shift. So this is what we're trying to convince to everybody, is that, and tell you, and you can go into your heart, like I say on some of the shows, and this one here I'll say is, always go into your heart and see what I'm saying, if it's true to you, if it rings true. And you must be in your heart. You can never be in your head, because entities reside in your head. And they'll tell you whatever they want to know about. And, you know, they may be correct as they communicate with you, but your heart will never lead you astray. always get into your heart center. Do that drop down and have your ego surrender to your heart. And at that point, you're going to get your true information. Remember, you cannot buy spirituality. You already have it. But people do spend lots of money on that. And all you need is one book. And the one book will have one page, which will say to go within. So here we go. I'm going to do an emotional clearing from this point in time, right now, back to your last birthday. And the light beings are going to be doing this for you. Most people have at least 3 to 6 light beings working with you right now to do this healing. It's very complicated, even though it sounds like it's very simple down here and takes maybe about 10 seconds. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back for one full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, one full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, one full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we'll do another year for you. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so just look at your life now in those last few years and bring something up into your mind of what happened to you. Some kind of trauma, anxieties, fear, you know, anger, you know, whatever the situation would be. And just look at it. And you're going to notice that it's going to seem very, very distant to you. You may even feel your body getting lighter right now. This healing is already done. It's about 80% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, if you choose to do that, then it will be completed. But this is just a sample healing. And so it'll give you an illustration so that you can look at something and just see that these energies are not going to haunt you right now as they have in the past. Remember, you're recycling the past. You're living the past life continuously. Everything in your life that you're dealing with is from the past. It's on the plate in front of you. And so you want to get in the now so that there's no more garbage on the plate in front of you, no more baggage. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, great. Well, we do also have a request from a listener wanting to know if we could do a sample of the trauma clearing.
Okay, we can do that. So there's many clearings that I do, and not everybody needs all the clearings. It's what you've experienced and what you are holding on to, okay? Some people have trauma-free lives, or pretty much so. But there are people who, you know, stuff happens daily, you know, and that person could have a lot of traumas because naturally the body has chose to recycle these energies to get healing. And at that point, you may have continuous traumas because you're not getting the clue to release them. So here we go. This is a trauma clearing. And this may only, it'll work for all of you, but there are people who really need this clearing. So I would say maybe as far as when I do my clearings with people, I would say probably 10% of the people do need this, okay? You may be one of the 90%, so it may not pertain to you, but it will help. So here we go. 6th chakra from this point in time. And remember, this point is different than what we just did, you know, 5 minutes ago. Remember, we're in the now. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. So again, just kind of look at some situations in your life. And if they occurred to you, say in the last probably 4 years, you're going to feel some relief from that. But the healings are basically almost always very gentle for people. It takes away the energy, so then your body then has to go through a healing process to catch up because it's, remember, a physical organism, and it needs to bring in the life force energy to it from where the energy was blocked. But the actual healing is done. There's really no processing involved on anybody's part almost always, and so once it's done, it's done. You know. So here we go. We'll put some music on just for you to listen to and kind of sample your life the last 5 years, and just kind of see how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
again here.
Okay, great. Well, we have quite a few listener questions. I'd like to run through some of them briefly before we get back into our topic. One of the questions is, are animals 100% in their bodies?
I would say typically they are, unless they've had some kind of really bad negative trauma, okay? And so I would say more than likely they would be, yes. Uh-huh. Okay, next
okay,
question,
great.
I guess.
We have a question of, in an instance of physical abuse, would that typically be something that would be taken care of on trauma clearing, or could the emotional clearing take care of that as well?
Okay, the most important clearing is to do the emotional clearing first. And that takes care of a lot of the problems that we're dealing with here. Remember, that's three clearings in one. That's a spirit clearing, it's an emotional body clearing, and it's a physical body clearing. So that's what you want to do first of all. And then if you still have a reaction to an abuse issue, which I would say probably it wouldn't be there, you know, unless you were abused continuously for a long, long time, that would probably take care of it. And then you may want to go also into, you know, maybe your past, maybe the sensory clearing next, and that's another special clearing. In fact, we could probably do some of those now. Anything else we need to talk about, Sylvia? Somebody asked about, I saw briefly about the Earth ascension. Do you remember what that question was?
Yes, there was a question about how will the Earth be after the ascension. So let's talk about that for a minute, and then maybe we can bring in that 8D energy.
Yeah, we could do that. So what we have now, what we're living on, is a three-dimensional Earth planet, okay? So after ascension, remember, the Earth has a spirit in it, just like your body does, okay? And so your spirit is the same physical size as your body. That's why when people see ghosts materialize, they look like people, just that they're kind of maybe a silhouette of a body, okay? And young children appear to young children, you know, as maybe being 3-4 foot high, because that's what their form is, of the emotional body. And so you're not going to see an adult that passed on, say, who was 80 years of age, who's 6 foot tall, maybe weighing 200 pounds, not going to come back as a ghost, we'll say, in their emotional form as maybe a young child. It will be what it was when they passed on, okay? So the Earth itself is, the Earth spirit is going to leave this spiritual template of the Earth. And so it's going to go to eight-dimensional reality. So the next thing is the question is, well, what's going to happen to this Earth? And I'll use the word Earth blueprint. So the Earth blueprint then is kind of put up for grabs, in a sense, to other spirits that are created specially to do creations of Earth planets, okay? So this planet will have its blueprint. And another spirit could take it and say, oh, I just love the way this is here. I want to rematerialize this Earth exactly the way it is right now. So it could be materialized just as we have it right now. Another spirit could say, yeah, I want to get the same blueprint, and I also want to create an Earth, but I want to have it somewhere else in a different reality. And it could take it and make the exact same Earth that we have now. Or it could say, you know, the trees on the Earth really are not tall enough. I want to have trees that grow 3 times faster, which I will create, and I want these trees to be 500 feet tall. And it could do that too. And it could say, you know, I want to have humans here, and I want to make my own human creation. Instead of having 2 legs, they're going to have 3 legs because they're going to be more versatile that way. So it's going to create what it wants to for the Earth. So basically, the Earth could be here if some other spirit decides to take on the blueprint, or it may not even exist, okay? So that's what it is. The Earth spirit has already created its new creation in eight-dimensional reality. So there are choices here that has probably not been determined yet to what's going to happen to the Earth's blueprint. Remember, the Earth blueprint now is already manifested with the Earth spirit, okay? Now, when the Earth spirit leaves its blueprint, naturally, everything created in the light is created from divine source energy, and it has a spirit and a spiritual blueprint that it has to inhabit, okay? So if nothing takes on the earth blueprint, it will never exist again until maybe the next 2,000 years, okay? So maybe vacant here for a 2,000-year cycle. I hope that is clear for everybody. So the earth spirit now said, I choose not to be in this reality, and I'm giving up this blueprint. So it's going to eight-dimensional reality. So it recreated its own energy blueprint for 8D. And the new Earth, I think, is about one-third smaller. That will be on 8D reality. So what we're going to do now, as Sylvia asked for, is we're going to bring in the Earth spirit energy that is in 8D, and we'll bring in the planet energy of 8D. We're doing this tomorrow on my four-hour conference call. We're going to be on 8D reality. It's a four-hour call, and we're going to be doing healings from that perspective of 8D reality here. It's going to be quite something. So just sit back and relax right now. We're going to bring in the 8D reality spirit that it's going to, and the planet. Remember, the spirit has a choice on where it's going to manifest, just as you do. And so it decided to go to 8D and do a creation. And what's your spirit going to do, your own personal spirit with you? Is it able to take your body with you? I'd like to, but you have to clean out the densities, okay? So this is your choice. How much do you truly love your body? Would you like it to have eternal life by having your spirit connect with it and move it on to a different frequency? Or not. It's your choice. Your spirit's going to leave anyway. Is it going to take the body with? That's up to you. That's the work that you have to do for yourself. So here we go. So this is 8D reality. Somebody said, sounds like the Earth is going to die. That's a possibility. If nothing takes on the Earth blueprint, yes, the Earth will no longer be in existence. Remember, the Earth has to have a spiritual body, a spirit in it to reform and make that blueprint energized. So here we go. Here's 8D reality coming in. And we'll just use the light beam here. We'll use that energy source here to bring in the spirit from 8D reality and also the planet. So here we go. It's coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Sit back and relax and just experience this new dimensional frequency and the new Earth spirit, the evolved Earth spirit. Jovial. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, you mentioned earlier, we talked earlier about the transformation of the physical body into a light body. Can we talk about what that means exactly?
Yes, the physical body is initially created. There's a lot of talk about this here, so I'll just kind of be real brief on it. The physical body was created that we have here. Remember, there's different races on this planet. You know, as you may know, different color skins, different head styles, features, etc., different heights. So the people on this planet were brought here from extraterrestrial races. And this is a real common throughout the universe, you know. And so the bodies that we have are extraterrestrial, but they were created at some point from the light ship, okay? Now, whether or not they were genetically re-engineered, people talk about we have less DNA strands, et cetera. That's, to me, you know, very possibly, you know, true, but I don't get into that at all, because what we have right now in our bodies is what we're dealing with, okay? That's all you have is what's here right now in the moment, okay? So everything else does not matter to me. So what we are now, but the body was created from the light ship at some point in time for an extraterrestrial race, and it still has that spark of divine energy in it. Remember, your body was created from the 12 source energies initially, and so they all poured their energies into you, your physical body, and this is where you are now. As far as the advancements of it and everything else on the DNA coding, et cetera, whether it's taken away or not, to me is meaningless, okay? But your body still is divine, even though it may be changed slightly. So what happens is the divine spark is still in your body, and your spirit connects to that divine spark. And the divine spark now in your body, since your spirit is able to change the body into a light body because it has that formula, it has that ability to do this, it's able to take your body and make it into a light body. And the light body is what you're going to be ascending with. And so you're going to be in perfect health. Nothing will be wrong with you. And you're going to have the consciousness, though, of what you could probably remember, just like doing the emotional clearing. You can see the events on Earth and know how it used to be, whether the Earth existed or not. So you could be like a storyteller talking about the Earth plane, you know, and how it was through your lifetime of this last life that you lived. And be able to be like a storyteller. So that's how I kind of see it as you move on. And it's given this body that's been here for a long time in this 3D reality a chance to have immortality. Okay? And this is the wonderful thing about what your spirit can do for you. But remember, you have to get out of your mind and you have to get into your heart to have this work for you. This is what the ascension is. So what Jesus did, he came to teach ascension to everyone, and his life was cut short. I won't go into all that aspect here. It gets very negative about the Galactic Federation not helping him, and that's about all that I'm going to say here. But that's fact. And so what happened was his life was cut short, so he could not reach enough people. The darkness came in and did not want this one divine being to help people out for the ascension. And so the Earth Spirit, through its love and compassion, decided not to terminate, like it's doing this time, the Earth energies, okay, so that this planet would not be reformed again. And so at that point, remember, your body resonates to the Earth Spirit. If another spirit comes in to the Earth energy, okay, it's not going to be able to resonate with your physical body that you have right now. Okay, it's impossible because you resonate now, your body does, to the Earth energy. And so nothing's ever going to take on that unique quality of the Earth Spirit. Every spirit is unique upon its creation. So there's no way that anything else could come in here and rematerialize the Earth, which it could do in a blueprint, but it'll have to have the spiritual energy going into the new life forms. But it's not going to come into your physical body because the body was created by the other energies. The trees would be a different frequency because they're not quite as conscious as your physical body is. So basically, this is your last chance here. You know, the train's already moving out, you know, running on the track away from the train station, and are you going to be able to run and catch up and get on this beautiful ride? So, like I say, how much are you willing to work on yourself to do this? And you've had basically, you know, the way the ship looks at it, and realistically, the physical body here has had 4,000 years to evolve. And people are kind of panicked now because they know the 2012 shift is coming. And a lot of people just think, well, I'll just think about it, and you know, I'm going to be able to do the ascension because I was told I was. And that's not the case. If it would have been, Jesus would have been able to do this by reaching only a few people. And then at that point, everything would have been, you know, transcended. That did not happen. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. We can continue on here.
Okay, great. Now, in your once-a-month ascension preparation and lightship healing sessions, like the one that's happening tomorrow, the four-hour session, there are different attunements and things that they do to help people with this transformation to a light body. So can we talk briefly about a couple of those?
Yes. So what happens is they do special blood attunements to us. They give us like a goldish amber blood on the light ship. It may not look that way down here, but up there it has those higher frequencies in it. They do a lot of healing for ascension toward us, and it takes more than one time to go on the light ship to have this work done. Remember, they're working with your physical body, doing many, many things to it. And what I will say also, other practitioners out there who are working with the Galactic Federation doing these particular healings for ascension, one healing is not going to make it at all. So you have to keep working on yourself. I talk with people and say, well, I had my ascension healing 5 years ago. It cost me $500, and, you know, and even people say, I'm ascended now. You know, they were told that, you know. And I look at them and I go, well, you were just sold a bill of goods, you know. And most people don't understand that they're searching desperately for information, but they're not getting into their body. So all the information, like I said, people have collected and are out there doing, probably 99% of it is not going to work for you. It doesn't matter what you pay for, because you have to get into your body. Remember, your mind is turned off. So your whole library of information that you have collected for ascension is meaningless. It won't even exist. So what's left? The lightship only works with heart energy. This is what I'm trying to really, you know, drive into everybody. The heart energy is the light. And so the heart energy is not in judgment. So if you're not in your body to carry heart energy, then that's it. You have to be in your body. It's not going to have the memories of having an attunement done by some practitioner. So on the light ship, what they do is they prepare your body to hold more light. And that also includes having your body integrate with you, with your spirit. And this is what they're doing to help you. Remember, you should have been doing this, you know, for the last 4,000 years. And the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, know about this, and they should have been doing it also to help us, and they haven't. If they have been helping us, we wouldn't have any wars now, okay? And we'd have this planet turned back into love. And, you know, you can look back in the history here of all the brutality. You know, just think of the Romans out there, you know, sacrificing people to lions and stuff. You know, that's the Federation getting energy from you, the dark side, you know, taking emotional energy from people to live on. So I don't get into that too much. It's very negative. But, you know, don't expect the ETs to come and save us, because that they haven't done that up to now. I don't hold much hope in that myself. You know, where were they, you know, in World War II, you know, when people were dying? You know, they have the technology. They're working with the governments here. And I won't go too much into that either, but why didn't they come in and stop the wars, okay? So anyway, we'll just kind of sidestep that. So anyway, the main thing is to get into your body. On the light ship, they do all these healings. They do ascension healings. They connect you with your Merkabah energy. They bring different color frequencies into you, and they make your body lighter so you can accept more spirit energy into your body. The next question probably you're asking is, well, what is the cost? I charge $60 for a four-hour lightship healing. Okay, the next question is, how often do you have to go up? Well, as many times as you can do it, because each time you get better and better, and it makes you a lot easier to carry that frequency. Remember, this is you're getting the energy that you should have had 4,000 years ago. And so, you know, it does take a lot to make this body into a light body. When I started this mission, they said, well, we're going to be doing this ascension work, and this is probably over 2.5 years ago. And I said, well, you know, how many people would be ascending right now today? This is in February. And they said, well, right now on this planet, there is only 1,500 people who would be ascending. And I said, my God, that's not very many people. They said, well, people are not in their heart center. People are not in their bodies 100%. And if you look around, you're going to notice that. And so that's all they're asking. A very simple thing. Get back to your innocence. Get back to when you were first born. Get back into your body. And that's all that you have to do. It's very, very simple. Just that you have to get out of judgment because your body's full of judgment. So this is the whole process. And so for me, it's I really enjoy what I'm doing to help everybody. But the sad spot for me is that people just aren't listening. And they're being sidetracked by the dark side with all these ascension teachings and practitioners out now who are leading people astray. And they're not, all you need is one book. Go within, one page. You know, you don't have to spend your money needlessly hoping because your mind wants to get more. Remember, the mind is the problem that you're dealing with. It's the mind matrix. It's the mind control brought to you by the Galactic Federation and the dark side as they align themselves with that energy. Not all the Federation is in the darkness. There are light beings in the Federation, but they're not strong enough to help us out, okay? And so this is why you always want to be very careful. Go within, even when you call upon Jesus and Archangel Michael, etc. Have your spirit, which is connected to, you know, these divine energies, bring in the energies to you. Don't use your head, because you could be tapping into the darkness energies just by calling upon Archangel Michael. Go to your heart first. Your spirit should be the one to sample the energies for you. We're asking for, you know, any of these beings to come into you to help you. Always go to your spirit first. That's your connection to the divine. And allow it to sample and protect you. And that's probably about all I could probably say. Our time's kind of running out here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So can we ask now for the light ship, if they can briefly hold the energy for each person to experience how it would feel to have a perfectly restored body?
Yes, we could do that. So, yes. So, again, we'll activate the light being here. And, in fact, we'll go down on the monitor screen. So scroll down a little bit further, if you would. And it's about maybe a third of the way down on your monitor screen. You'll say Lightship Insignia. And just look at that now. And we're going to bring in the 12 source energies at one time here. And they're going to make your body feel like it would when it was completely whole and complete, okay? So I'm going to count to 10, and they'll hold the energy for about 2 minutes for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just put some music on here for you to experience this here. And just sit back and relax. And we'll see what they can do for you here. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, we are at about 10:15. So do we have time to go over a little further, or what do you think, Ron?
I think we could probably go maybe 5 minutes here. So, yeah.
Okay. You talked a little bit earlier about, as far as ascension preparation goes, the emotional body clearing, and then you started to talk about the sensory clearing and spirit clearing and how that relates. So let's go in that direction for a little bit.
Okay, the sensory clearing is past lives. It's an emotional clearing, too. And I do two clearings there. I'll do the first sensory clearing. The sensory clearing will work with your DNA in your body. So this is your true physical past lives. So here we go. We'll do the same process with the chakras here. And we'll go back a few years. And I think we're going to go, since we're doing past lives here, I'm going to go from, we always start from the current years and go back. So I'm going to go from the 1800s and then 17, 16, 15, and 1400s. Okay, so this is going to be what your body is hanging on to from these lifetimes. And we do 100 years at a time. So here we go, 1800s, 6 cleared. This is physical. 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1700s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1600s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1500s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 1400s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we're going to do your spirit. So here we go. Same time frame. 1800s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Boy, a lot of clearing happening there. My voice is slowing down. 1700s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1600s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 1500s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 1400s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. There we go. So that's two very special clearings. And what's next, Sylvia?
Well, so if somebody wants to still participate in this ascension preparation call tomorrow that's going on at 1 p.m. Pacific, are they still able to get on? I know it's getting late, but are they still able to contact you either tonight or tomorrow morning?
That would be fine. You can either send me an email at healing@creationlightship.com or just give me a phone call. And if I'm not here, my line will pick up my messages and I'll get back with you. And then you can just send me a check in the mail. And we'll give you the conference call numbers when I talk to you. So, yeah, you can still get on. It's not too late. So anything else, Sylvia, that we could do here before we sign off here?
Well, there was a question from a listener about what is karma. And I know that that relates a little bit to this whole energy that the light ship has been bringing here and the cleaning up of false information that they've been doing and false teachings. So can we address that briefly?
Yeah, basically karma, quite a bit there. There's no karma typically on most of the other planets that are not in duality, okay? So basically karma is the dark side teachings to hold you here, why you're not good enough, and why you have to reincarnate, okay? Another way of looking at it, it is a law of cause and effect, which is karma. But that works with the mind. And like I said earlier, the heart does not really have cause and effect. It only works in the now. So it produces. It just produces and produces using divine energy to do creations with. It doesn't use cause and effect to do that. It happens automatically. Okay? And so it's a fine line there, and it's kind of hard to explain. But through the laws of karma that was taught here, it's just the way that the dark side has used to tell you that you're not good enough in this lifetime, you made a lot of mistakes, and you know you have to now make amends for these mistakes, and come back in another lifetime because you're a bad person. And maybe you can make it right in this lifetime. And so this is kind of what we have here as far as karma, okay? And that would be the mind control laws of cause and effect. And like I said in other shows, the Old Testament has the codes in it, which we can now understand using the computer to look at the past of what's happened here as far as horrific events, basically. And that's the dark side script to what they're going to be doing in the future. So the dark side, in a sense, got a hold of and knows how to decode this. The people that are sent down here from the dark side, maybe they knew about computers, maybe the ET ships that put it into the Old Testament initially, made the script. And so people that were in the dark could actually decode that and figure out what their next mission would be here, maybe 10 years, 20 years, in advance. And then they could line their ducks in a row and have that event happen on that date. Okay, so that is one of the dark side's ways. And where else could they put it besides in a sacred text? Remember, the dark side, through the Galactic Federation, brought in the mind control here and brought in duality in here. And then they taught you to pray to gods outside of yourself to dilute your spiritual energy and that you were not good enough. So that's basically what they have done. And, this is why Jesus came to tell you to go within. This is where the kingdom is. It's inside of you, not outside of yourself. And just think of how many sacrifices were made. Even the Mayans did a lot of sacrifices of people, thinking that by killing themselves, up on those pyramids, that they're going to go to some sacred space. Well, the dark side used all that torture energy, to live on. So the whole thing is just really a shame what the dark side has done here. But anyway, I don't want to leave you on that negative note. The main thing is that you have a choice. Like I always say, how much do you love your body? You need to get into your body with your spirit to do the ascension. And your body would love that. Have you ever talked to your body and say, would you like to ascend? I know that you have genetics in you that maybe aren't perfect, but that's besides the point. Would you like to have everlasting life? Remember, your body each day works continuously to survive here. I'm sure that it would like to have a vacation, and have this wonderful energy with it in pure divine essence and to go to a place of bliss. Otherwise, it won't be rematerialized again at the shift. And there's no trauma in the shift. Everything is turned off. Your spirit, being connected to the divine, will leave and go on. But the body is, has a chance to do the same thing. So it's up to you. So I guess we can sign off now, Sylvia. So hopefully you all understand what we're trying to do here for you, and that is to get into your body, know that the divine is inside of you, and that you're responsible only for yourself. A lot of teachings out there are getting people to go outside of themselves to try to get other people activated, et cetera, for ascension. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Work on yourself. Don't connect to groups in meditations because that dilutes your energy too. You can be quartered that way. Keep yourself holy. Keep yourself sacred because you need to hold your spirit energy with you. Don't put your energy out into planetary healing. Don't ground to the earth because you're not part of the earth. You don't need to put your spirit energy into the earth frequency. It doesn't need your help. It doesn't need your psychic energy to give it like a psychic attack. Keep out of the mind. Go into your heart. This is the whole teachings of Jesus and what the light ship has. It's very, very simple. Get into your body and live a divine life and communicate with the divine, which is your spirit. So, Sylvia, back to you.
All right. Well, we've had a wonderful evening with all of you. Thank you so much for being with us. We will be back on tomorrow at 9 p.m. to continue this whole theme for this week and for a lightship healing. And in the meantime, we hope to be with many of you tomorrow on the Ascension Preparation and Lightship Healing conference call. And until then, have a wonderful and blessed evening, and much love to all of you.
We'll be on tomorrow night, too, at 9 o'clock. the same time as tonight. So blessings to all of you, and thank you for being with us. Goodbye.
Good night.